My presentation is about improving the security of edge computing services. It's mostly Trench Boot, so open source dynamic root of trust framework, and it's a short update about status of the development for AMD, and after me, Daniel Kippel will present about Intel stuff. So my name is Piotr Król. I'm founder and embedded system consultant at 3MDEP, a Polish consulting company. We're mostly doing open source firmware, Core Boot. We're also doing, we are UEFI adopters, we are Yocto participants, so we are also engaging in those projects. So just to quickly start, what's the problem? So I assume everyone knows what static root of trust for measurement is and what dynamic root of trust for measurement is, but just to tell what's the problem with static root of trust and why we need dynamic root of trust. So first of all, static root of trust, to establish trust state on the platform, we need to boot the platform. So when platform's running quite a time, we cannot say what really the state of trust for this platform is, and to reestablish it, we should just reboot that. Of course, this is not possible in various situations. We cannot expect from users that they will reboot the reboot the laptop every time they want to do something sensitive. We cannot expect that Amazon servers will reboot to establish trust.